The audit says since 2004, state emergency officials have received more than $15 million from the Department of Homeland Security to upgrade the emergency system and make it available statewide. The Legislative Audit Bureau found those funds were spent appropriately, but emergency officials still haven't adequately improved the ability of state and local agencies to communicate with one another during a disaster. The report also says the state's emergency response plan remains decentralized, and officials haven't shared all parts of it with county and tribal emergency agencies.
It's an ongoing work.
Lori Getter is with the Wisconsin Emergency Management. She says they're still in the process of developing a plan as threats keep changing.
A few years ago, we didn't have to worry about the threat of terrorism or now cyber terrorism. So again, our amount of threats continue to change. Our focus needs to continue to change. We're continually updating our plans, exercising those plans, and working not only, you know, as a state, but also with our locals, with our tribal agencies, volunteer agencies, the private sector, as well as our federal partners.
One technical issue, the audit says, is that the system relies on the VHF band, which can't penetrate buildings as well as other radio bands and can be difficult to use in urban areas with heavy radio traffic. Auditors have called on the state's emergency managers to update legislators on the progress of improving the state's emergency response system by the end of August. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.